This episode of the Fiction Writers Podcast is brought to you by The Novel Notebook. With each character and each setting, hundreds of details must be compiled and organized. Far too many for a writer, like you, to keep them cataloged in your brain. The Novel Notebook provides the answer. Visit www.fictionwriterspodcast.com/novel and quickly discover how to organize your materials and take your novel to the next level. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where you will discover tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Here you'll find new energy, new perspectives, new resources, and new ideas that will spark your creativity into a blaze of brilliance. It's easier than you think. Be sure you visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, get out your notebook, tune in, and let's get started.
Your dark moment is painful to write, but it is crucial for your success. My name is Lana McCara, and welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast. Tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. The dark moment is the place where everything falls apart. The worst thing that could ever happen happens. The secret that should never be told is told. The objective that must be reached is now impossible. The person that has to be saved cannot be saved. And as you are writing through your novel, you should always be on the alert to make notes in your novel notebook. What's the worst thing that could happen? The worst outcome. And keep a record, run through a list of possible disasters that would take everything just to complete failure, because you need that moment. That's called the dark moment. It happens in the last 10 to 15% of the book. At the very end of the book, before you wrap it up, bring it to the conclusion, you have this everything is lost moment called the dark moment in story structure. This is important for a couple of reasons. First of all, you want to show what your character is made of, how that person responds to the dark moment is going to show the depth of their character. You need to take them all the way down to the bottom of the barrel where they feel like they're not even breathing anymore. You take them all the way down. In Reaping the Whirlwind, my book that won the Christie Award, the dark moment is when the villain gets a hold of the hero's, the main character's, daughter. 5 years old, disabled daughter. And this evil person is threatening the life of his little girl. That is the worst thing that could ever happen. And so think about your story and the worst thing that could happen. And realize when you're watching a movie, it could be a romance, it could be a comedy. It doesn't matter what genre. It doesn't have to be horror or some Nicholas Spark type of thing. The worst thing that could ever happen. Now, when you have a tragedy, like Nicholas Sparks is so good at writing, sometimes the dark moment is the end of the story. That's where everybody's crying at the end. The worst thing that could happen happens. And you leave the reader in that emotional space. But I can't write those. If that's not what you're after, then after the dark moment, it comes a flash of insight. And the main character picks himself up from this disaster and shows what he's really made of. So you bring him all the way to the bottom. He has a flash of insight. He pulls up some strength from his core, from the root of who he is, and he pushes on. And you show the reader what he's really made of. When everything is gone, he's still got something left to bring out and prevail. So that is the first thing you need to bring out with your dark moment. And then you're also, when he brings out this last push of energy, you're showing the change that has happened to him or her or them through the storyline. Because remember, your story starts with some struggle, right? And then it goes with a trajectory. You're looking, you know, to go to a certain place, certain goal. At the midpoint, the goal shifts. And the person, the main character, has a change in them, something that they need to work on, their personal development, and it could be just about anything. And then as you bring them to the dark moment, you're testing their resolve. You're testing their character in the personality sense of character and bringing them to the bottom of their capability where they show the change. I'm different now. I've got more than I had before. And you bring them through that triumphant. And so you are revealing the change in your character. And here is the thing I really want you to take away from this. The deeper the dark moment goes, the more joy comes at the end. So if you watch the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, you see George Bailey suicidal, standing on the bridge, praying to God and saying, I wish I was never born. He is at the end of his rope. Everything in his life looks like a total failure to him in that moment. And then the angel steps in and we go through that scenario. And at the end, he gets his life back. The joy that he has at the end is equal to the despair he had on that bridge. And I don't know of many people who can watch that ending without tears, tears of joy. And then the bell rings at the end and more joy. It's just a wonderful ending. No wonder that movie is a classic, has been a classic for almost 80 or 90 years. And so the darker the dark moment, realistically now, we don't want to just pile stuff on to make it darker. We want to set the stage, bring the person to that point, and then take them to the bottom and bring them through, and then celebrate the ending of your book with a smashed finish that leaves everyone just exhilarated that they made it. I hope that helps you today. My name is Lana McKira. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McKira, where we share tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Remember to visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Fiction Writers Podcast.